Unit 7. Leonardo DiCaprio speaking at the United Nations Climate Summit.
Please welcome the newly appointed United Nations Messenger of Peace, Mr. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary General. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful to be here today. I stand before you not as an expert, but as a worried citizen, one of the billions of people around the world who want to solve our climate crisis. As an actor, I pretend for a living. I play unreal characters, often solving unreal problems. I believe that mankind has looked at climate change in that same way, as if it were a lie. But I think we all know better than that now. Every week, we're seeing new and undeniable climate events. It is clear that the climate is changing faster and faster. Droughts are happening more often. We are seeing extreme weather events and the West Antarctic and Greenland ice sheets melting at a speed that we have never seen before. This is happening much earlier than scientists have predicted. None of this is unreal, and none of it is fake. It is fact. The scientists know it. Industry knows it. Governments know it. Even the United States military knows it. A U.S. Navy chief once said that climate change is our single greatest security danger. To be clear, this is not about just telling people to change their light bulbs to energy efficient ones or to buy a hybrid or electric car. This disaster cannot be repaired by the choices that individuals make. This is now about our industries and governments around the world taking serious action. Now we have to act. People and companies need to pay for the carbon emissions they produce. Governments need to stop giving money to oil, coal, and gas companies. The economy itself will die if our ecosystems collapse. The good news is that renewable energy is not only achievable, but actually good for our economy. However, this is not a political debate. It is a human one. Clean air and a livable climate are human rights. As I said, solving this crisis is not a question of politics. It is a question of our own survival. The clock is ticking. We must act now. Dear delegates, leaders of the world, now it is your turn. The time to answer humankind's greatest challenge is now. I'm asking you to act now and be brave and take charge of your future. Thank you.